Airlines come up with ever more inventive fees, but the fee for checked bags seemed to annoy passengers the most. To avoid it, some travelers stuff as many items as possible into a carry-on bag. Kate Haney uses vacuum seal bags and a vacuum cleaner to shrink the clothes down to a compact package, which allows her to fit 3 times more clothes in a carry-on. There is also a retail line of travel clothing in which trench coats, vests, and other garments are made with large built-in pockets that allow people to carry everything from folded shirts, socks, and underwear to an iPod, cell phone, documents, glasses, and camera. Other travelers avoid baggage and other fees by taking out an airline-branded credit card, where the benefits include checking the first bag free. But passengers need to weigh the benefits carefully, since many cards charge an annual fee that ranges from $55 to as much as $450. Others, like Eileen Ogintz, will drive to an alternate airport served by Southwest Airlines, or JetBlue. Southwest makes the first 2 checked bags free, and JetBlue allows the first bag free. These 2 airlines levy the fewest fees among carriers in the United States, while Delta and United Airlines charge the most. Mrs. Ogintz said many passengers have become so frustrated that they would be willing to pay a higher fare to avoid the fees. "It's not a question of money," she said. "People are just fed up with being nickeled and dimed." Now, lawmakers are also jumping into the fray. New regulations last month now make it mandatory for airlines to disclose all fees on their websites, and it soon may be mandated that airlines allow passengers to check the first bag without charge.